Good morning. It's the JohnGibson.com Premium Podcast Member Morning News Digest. I used to call the morning dump. I think I'm calling it the digestion now. Anyway, it's big news. It's a bomb cyclone of news, as a matter of fact. I don't know where this expression came from, but that's what describes the weather on the East Coast right now, a bomb cyclone. Weather guys have tried to explain it to me a couple times. I still don't get it. It seems to me that just renaming what we always knew as a Northeaster in the wintertime, but go figure. So the Michael Wolff book controversy continues. People are asking, well, what about Michael Wolff's credibility? Yeah, there's some reason to question it. Deep in the book, Michael Wolff says Nikki Haley is super smart and sees herself as Trump's successor, which wouldn't be a terrible outcome. There's a big push to oust Steve Bannon at Breitbart. The Mercers, the billionaire funders of Bannon efforts, have cut him off, and the New York Times is reporting Bannon's allies are bailing on him. Another aspect of the book, New York Times columnist says everybody knows he's an idiot, meaning Trump, of course. The Europeans are questioning his mental health, ask if he's sane. That same question coming up on CNN. Here's my question. If Trump is as stupid or insane as they say, how come the really smart guys who preceded him, including Hillary, couldn't get the results he's gotten? The Dow, the jobs, NOCO South Korean talks, you name it. It all seems to be looking up and looking up under this stupid or insane president. The New York Times has a story today about fake news, including from the Russians, concluding that it has had little, if no, impact on real voters. The Democrats are now scrambling to disown the dirty dossier. They were relying on it for a long time on the Trump investigation. Now, oops, it seems like it's pretty funky. And Adam Schiff, for instance, on the House Intelligence Committee, the Democrat there, said, well, I wish I'd known who paid for it earlier. Yeah, well, Hillary and the DNC paid it. In the Robert Mueller investigation, obstruction hopes are still alive on reports that Trump had his lawyers try to stop the Sessions recusal because he said out loud in front of other people, I need Sessions to protect me. When it comes to Hillary, a big bombshell story reported by Jake Gibson and Fox today and John Solomon in The Hill. An investigation has been opened in Arkansas on allegations Hillary ran a pay-to-play operation while Secretary of State. That is, if you paid money into the Clinton Foundation, you got FaceTime with her and maybe a favorable decision. A bunch of things are coming together these days to focus on Hillary Clinton, including that investigation in Arkansas and the DOJ reportedly looking into her emails again. And oh, by the way, that exoneration memo that James Comey wrote at the FBI was preceded by a memo saying she's guilty as hell. When it comes to the North Koreans, Donald Trump is warning, watch out for a trap as South Korea accepts North Korean high-level talks, and the North Koreans may actually send athletes to compete in the South Korean Olympic Games. In terror, ISIS has been chased so far into the woods that it's now focusing on Gaza and declaring war on Hamas. So ISIS is still alive, but a very, very much smaller area of influence. Pakistan says the alliance with the U.S. is over. This is because the U.S. stopped making billion-dollar payments to Pakistan. Pakistan has been an unreliable ally in the war on terror, protecting terrorists in Pakistan so they don't have trouble there. And of course, let's not forget Osama bin Laden hiding out in Pakistan. Hard to believe they didn't know he was there. In the sex harass story, the New York Times running a piece today written by a couple of women who say, we're not actually as down with the Me Too movement as you think, questioning some of these charges against men as maybe just kind of clumsy men trying to hit on women, being labeled sex harassment. Somebody let somebody else read all 56 boxes of Woody Allen's notes at their store at Princeton. The conclusion was that he's a perv, that virtually everything he's ever done, movie-wise, has been about an older man hitting on teenage girls. In tech, the FCC chairman has canceled his trip to the Consumer Electronics Show over security, actually worried about somebody trying to kill him if he shows up. This is about net neutrality. Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook promises to fix Facebook. Of course, the Facebook problems are problems of his making, and we've made him a billionaire while he has made these problems. Oh, and yeah, I told you about this yesterday briefly on the show. Researchers have discovered that there is a flaw in basic computer chips that allow hackers to get into really any computer, and CNN Money confirming today, it's basically every computer everywhere on the planet. Once again, you have to ask, we made these guys billionaires and they screw up something like this? In weather, this bomb cyclone, formerly known as a big snowstorm in the middle of winter, South Carolina cops had to deal with 1,000 wrecks in 24 hours as South Carolina, which is in the south, was hit by a lot of snow. And as Jazz Shaw in hotair.com notes today, gee, up in the northeast like Vermont and Massachusetts and New Hampshire, alternate energy gives way to oil and gas when it gets really cold. And there doesn't seem to be any way to escape that reality. When it comes to pot, or as the kids call it, weed, there's a congressional backlash against Sessions' decision to allow U.S. attorneys to bring prosecutions on pot charges. California is defiant. Colorado is defiant. We'll see how this works out. In the social justice warriors, new report in the Washington Post shows that police shootings of blacks are down, everybody else about the same, still about 1,000 people shot by cops last year. Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minnesota, is evidently a big Antifa supporter. He actually posted a picture of himself with the Antifa handbook. And Chris Kennedy, running for governor in Illinois, says Rahm Emanuel is pushing black people out of Chicago, trying to gentrify the place and turn it all white. In the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot department, the story on ESPN is at the end of the line for Tom Brady. We'll have to wait and see about that. A story in Bloomberg written by a woman. Women might prefer a sex robot to a man. Men apparently obsolete in her view. There was an interesting story yesterday. Doug Jones, the winner of the Alabama Senate race, was sworn in by Mike Pence, the noted, very conservative, anti-gay Mike Pence. Doug Jones' hunky gay son attended the swearing-in and was staring down Mike Pence. The destruction numbers and the graphics of the California fires indicate a problem that I don't know how California is going to stop. The fires destroy buildings over the last 10 years or so, including this latest rash of huge fires, indicate that the problem may be population and overbuilding. Well, which doesn't seem like a problem that's really going to get solved in California unless people suddenly start leaving. The building is occurring because there's so many people and they're having to build in places subject to fires. Oh, and lastly, the Wall Street Journal is reporting You probably spent a fortune on that new kitchen in your house. They're saying, well, you might have wasted your money because the fashion and kitchen designs has suddenly changed. White is out, colors are in, and if you didn't do that, you are hopelessly out of step with fashion in in interior design. Lastly, I've been watching this for a long time, and I just got to say one or two words about it right now. Whether it's the New York Post, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, just constantly seeing reports of multi-million dollar houses and condos, things in the $30, $40 million. It just is, it's just kind of a mind blower. Who has all this money? A guy just paid $38 million for a condo in New York City that is a blank box. It has nothing in it. It's just an empty space. He's got to build it out, put in walls, put in kitchens, put in plumbing, all that stuff. But he paid $38 million for it. Something very weird is going on. And my guess is that it is another indicator that some people got most of that free money that was printed by the Fed, and most people did not. That is your johngibson.com premium podcast member morning news digest. I used to call the morning dump. I think I'm now calling it the digestion. Listen to the show today. We're going to have Sam Nunberg on. He was a source for much of Michael Wolff's book on Donald Trump. And the question for Sam Nunberg is, well, is it true? Anyway, check it out. Noon Eastern on radios everywhere or at johngibson.com.